I said I wanted some warmer weather, but I didn't want this humidity. It is nice out, but it's nasty. It's humid as hell. Air's thick, stagnant, it's just nasty. Sorry, it is. It goes with the day. Sorry, gotta laugh. Somebody said the house is hexed. Somebody else asked if witches live there. I don't know. Is there witchcraft going on or something? Is it cursed? I mean, I got sage. I got new sage. I already saged the heck out of that house. I think I'm joking. I'm not. I do. I have sage. And it actually was blessed. It came from... Come here, Sarah. I'm walking him. Came from a tribe out west, so... And I got a ceremonial feather that was used as well prior. I'm going to be saging that house come spring when I can get the windows open and it's not nasty like today where it's nice out, but it's just nasty from all the rain. I mean, anything at this point, because the house is just... And then, of course, you know, you get in the mail, and it's like, oh, great, you know, it's like, could the curse of the house, it's like a great Halloween movie, The Curse of the House on the Hill. It sounds like a good title, doesn't it? The new tax assessments came in. Imagine that. There's nothing really, I mean, there's been a lot of work done on the house, don't get me wrong. But over the past 12 months, there's really not been, but just little things. No. Assess the house. Just might as well say 10 grand more. Property value assessment of the house. 10 grand more. I thought, that's crazy. Because nothing really, but you know, when you live near casinos and taxes go up and all that fun stuff. And Indiana is a horrible state for taxes. I'm telling anybody, you plan on living in Indiana, you're going to pay a lot for taxes. This ain't Ohio, Kentucky, and this ain't Kansas either. And of course, when your tax assessment goes up, your property value, guess what else goes up? Everything else, your insurance and everything else. That's right, your insurance, your taxes, you know, city, county, everything goes up. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Here's your gift in the mail early. It's the truth. And you know, if that's not interesting enough, just figure out what the heck with the hot water in the shower, like, you know, mixing valve, scald, you know, scald setting, valve, nozzle. No. Softeners, hot water softeners are great because it keeps the water at a better condition. Still think this is drilled water. I think I'm almost positive well water. Let's just say is the calcium buildup, lime buildup, and everything calcifies. And what that does to your pipes, I'll tell you what it does because I'm living it, is it clogs up your pipes. It can cause to where water can't get through. You got all that buildup, it's like concrete. And then you realize you can't get to the problem because the problem is going to take cutting out the wall in the shower to get to the pipes behind the wall because it's not what I thought it was. And a friend of mine's a home builder, didn't even think about, which is he said, calcium buildup, lime buildup, all that stuff. You know, it starts getting into your pipes, it clogs things up. Cannot get to the problem, the pipes, because it's behind the shower wall. So how do you remedy? Well, you cut the whole shower wall out. Okay, it's not tile in the shower. It's like one of the shower fitters. I can't even think of the name of it. It's going to be taking that whole wall, cutting it out to get to the problem. And that's not even to say if that's even all the problem. Trying thousands of dollars. No, not happening. Never mind happening. In about 2.5 minutes of hot water coming out. I really thought it was the mixing valve because it would make sense, but don't even think about it, but it looks like concrete, just the buildup itself. I'm like, I wonder if this water destroys the dishes, it destroys your sink, it destroys everything. I got so many filters in the house, that still is not enough, as they said. Even if I got like a water softener, it's probably still not going to be enough. This is extremely hard water. And literally this stuff is like calcified, caked. I've had more plumbing done in just the last, what, 3-4 months? Crazy. Once again, I know everybody's going to say it. House needs to be sold. Eric has to get on, and he knows it. He has to get the bills paid on time. He's got to concentrate on his credit. Because the way things are going to happen is he's got to be part of this process and got to take it serious. If he chooses to sabotage it, go for it, because I'm not sit back anymore. I'm not pushover. I'm not anybody's manipulated toy. You sabotage it, well, those that be's going to know. Need to get the house sold. Luckily, we're getting into the housing market time. Not yet, thankfully. Those that did the roof, I said the shingles are in the garage that match the roof. Realtor, friend of mine said, well, it looks like a checkerboard on your roof. You got green shingles. That looks like I told them I had shingles in the garage. Got charged for shingles, but they're green shingles. So it's like a checkerboard. It's mixed match. And I have to get on the roof, get close to the color. I said, I got a whole thing of shingles in the garage. Well, gonna have to either pull the green ones, the hideous green, overlap it or something. Because when the house goes for sale, it needs to be fixed. It's an eyesore. I know. Peace and calm. Yeah, what can you do? You know, it is what it is. I've been through a lot throughout my life. So it's like, I just take it, roll with the punches. That's all you can do. Getting yourself worked up is not going to do anything. I just waste precious energy, valuable energy. I'm not going to do that. Like I said, I'm in a selfish point. In season of my life, I'll continue to be such. But, you know, what do you do in the meantime? You take cold showers. I've got about 2.5 minutes of hot water. You go cutting that whole side where all the nozzles are in the shower head. You cut that whole wall out. And because of the type of shower, the material, you start cutting that. Then that can crack all the way across. So then you're looking at repairing like everything, like ripping out the whole shower. Hell, you might as well just take a sledgehammer and just demolish the whole shower, the whole bathroom, redo it. By the time you're done, you're looking at about $4,000. That's just, you know, hoping that that's just not the only issue. Who had the house prior had plumbing problems because there's a hole, like I said before, there's a hole that was cut in the closet that butts up to the bathroom. But that's going into different parts of the shower and the bathroom itself, plumbing and that. And that's not, unfortunately, that's not the area they need to get to. The area they need to get to is where the shower head and nozzles are at and what the hell, you know. I've talked to the realtor, I talked to a friend of mine, the builder, and another friend, and they all agreed, no way, no how. No. If you plan on living at the house forever, it's different. It's still going to be a costly job. And who's to say that's not the only issue going on? But since, you know, you're adamant and you're getting the hell out of this house, that's a lot of money and that's just ridiculous. And whoever buys a home, they're going to get a one-year home warranty. The smartest thing they can do is just max that warranty out and get everything replaced the first year. That includes the plumbing stuff. Since nothing's been done with that issue, there's nothing done. So it is what it is. I feel like I'm back in Panama, country Panama when I was out there. I was dating a gentleman. He was a personal trainer at the gym when I was dabbling in bodybuilding in my late 20s. And I was dating him. His dad was a bigwig for the embassy, U.S. Embassy in Panama. Family is originally from Panama, country Panama, Panama City, Panama, and lived in the nice, luxurious area of Panama City. This was right after Noriega invasion, and it was a gated area, and it was a nice house, don't get me wrong, but you know, they didn't have air conditioning then. And one thing I realized, they didn't have hot water. It was the first time, after a long flight and drive there, and I'm like, oh, I just can't wait to get in here, get a nice hot shower. Where's the hot water? It didn't have hot water. And the thing is, you know, is I would say the first 3 days, it was like shock factor, ice cold water, you know. I feel like I'm back into that. It's like I get a teaser. The heck with the 2.5 minutes of hot water. Just go ahead and just sell cold, you know. Do you get used to it? I mean, if I was living in Panama City, Panama, and it was like in the rainforest, 130 degrees, then yeah, that would be refreshing, but it's not refreshing now. You know, I'm not medically where I was then either. Not even close. I don't know. It's just, you know, God, I want some normalcy. I need some normalcy. I want a boring, normal life. A normal, boring relationship. Not getting into relationship stuff. I've met some really nice men, and that's where I'm going to keep it at. But it's like, what else have I not been through yet besides flying with geese? What else have I not been hit with? Like, you know, roll with the punches, you know? Gonna beat the house down, the house gonna beat you down. You beat medical stuff down, they're gonna beat you down. It's like battling with the house and battling with your health. And I don't know how I'm so calm. I don't know. Just peace and calm. What's the point of getting worked up? It's not gonna do me any good. I can cry, kick, scream all I want. It's not gonna do any good. Ready to go back snoring. So it is what it is. They concentrate, you know. The ball's in Eric's court. Everybody's standing back waiting on Eric. Eric, you need to pay the bills up to date. You've had thousands and thousands of dollars that you've wasted away. You know? You can't reverse the hands of time, the attorney said today. You can't reverse the hands of time and go back, but we're going to add up all this money. What the state has and stuff they don't have being mailed to the attorney. All right, adding all this money up. We're finding things out. Crypto, we're finding all this stuff out. And I did tell him today after talking to him, you have more than enough evidence to get an annulment. This person was not the person that betrayed themselves to be, who you thought you were getting married to. Misleading, conning, and manipulative. So I am for those who, you know, I have people say that's a, don't even think about annulment. You can get an annulment as many years as you've been married, doesn't matter. You just got to prove grounds that the person misrepresented themselves and was not the person that they portrayed to be when you got married to them. And you have to have facts, and boy, I got enough. So I got enough now. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I know my mom agreed. It's the truth. And a cousin agreed. And his mom and dad knows exactly what their son is like. They had a responsibility to let me or anybody else know that he was getting married to what their son was truly like. You don't sit there and keep things like that from people. If you know they're engaged and getting married to your son and not disclose things, that's not okay. If somebody has a Brady bill and they have a criminal record and a past, and you're a father and you posted bail or bond, and you don't tell somebody what they're getting married to, you're just as guilty as the person trying to portray somebody that they're not. My father-in-law was not honest with me. I brought this to his attention when I found this stuff out by an attorney. I got to read the transcripts. I got to read everything, and he hung up the phone on me. I said, how can you sit there and act like you don't know what I'm talking about when you posted bond, bail, whatever the hell it is? Not okay. My mom even agreed that they should have told me that. That stuff, and the cousin said, there's things that transpired that are not okay. You don't cover your son. Were you trying to just throw him to anybody? Just to throw him away so you don't have to deal with them, so you don't disclose that stuff? That's not okay. You know? That's not okay. You can get yourself subpoenaed in court. In different situations. Yes, you easily can. Not okay. I'm just going to leave it there. That's not okay. Any parent, you know your son's doing stuff like that. I don't care if it's son, daughter, whatever. You have a duty and responsibility as a parent. You decide to have kids. You have to disclose that. You disclose that to somebody. You don't hold that stuff back and then lie about it. And then you got to remember, transcripts are transcripts, and court records are court records, and they never die. They're always there for anybody to gather and subpoena and gain. And when you're walking in and you're posting money to get your son out of jail, and then you want to sit there and say you don't want to know what anybody's talking about, you hung up because you got had. Who's more manipulative, you or your son? Keep it there. That's as worked up as I get. Not okay. I married a con artist. I married a stranger. That's the best way to say it. I married somebody that portrayed whatever they thought I wanted. And they manipulated me like a toy. That's it. For those asking, yes, I'm proceeding with an annulment. And yes, it's going to be a lot more money, too. At least a couple grand more. When the house gets sold, the proceeds from the house, the first thing that goes to is the divorce. It's called the annulment. And it can be done within the county. I won't have to go, as they said, to state or federal. We don't have to go to that point. You just needed the facts. And the state provided you what you needed. They're telling you without telling you. And reviewing things is basically saying, listen, reviewing is for your FYI information. And I reviewed a fourth. You know, I've been through a lot in my life. It's not like I lived this perfect life and all of a sudden this was dropped in my lap. And I'm like, oh my God, I married a stranger. I married a con artist. It's like a movie. It's like, what is that? A woman's television channel, whatever, women's entertainment, whatever. That's like a movie waiting to happen, isn't it? I married a con artist. You gotta laugh. Eric Spokes' attorney said, is the bills, the house, any exterior repairs or anything needs to be done. And he knows he's in hot water if he makes a decision not to do the minimal right now. As he knows exactly what he did. Sorry, masks are off. There's no more masks anymore. What's standing there is somebody. I have no idea who they are. Period. Stranger. It's the truth. But remember, don't mess with things that are in small packages, Spitfire. You know, I'll protect myself with everything I got. You know, don't want to. Brady Bill stuff. That stuff's crazy. Brady Bill. Anybody look up what the Brady Bill is and what it takes to get slapped with the Brady Bill, meaning that you can never own a firearm or you can never purchase a gun or whatever? I mean, you got to literally attempt or attempting of or trying to attempt to kill somebody. Anybody look this up? Oh, hell, you even try to do that stuff? You better be praying to sweet baby Jesus and sweet baby Jesus in the crib where he was born. Because I've been through a lot of stuff. And like I said, that radiation stuff was tiki torture. And that was like the extreme of I'm not afraid of anyone or anything except for what I endured. But you want to try something on me, you better be praying to sweet baby Jesus. So I say, I'm not afraid of nobody. Sorry, ladies, I'm not. I've been through a lot. You know, there ain't nobody worth taking your precious energy either, and just don't do it, you know. Let the universe, the good Lord, and those that be handle matters for you. It always gets handled. You don't need to do nothing, you know. Just focus and take care of yourself. Honing on you ladies out there in the world is what it is. But, you know, I'm not too proud and too good, you know. I have to take, you know, a 2.5 minute hot shower because that's where we're at time-wise, and the rest is cold water. And like you said, it was that calcium, all that stuff is, you know, you get to the point you're not gonna have any hot water at all. It's been a process. It's not like this happened right away. It was a slow process. Like I said, you have problems with your sink, you're just as much trouble because the pipes behind the sink in the bathroom are hidden too. You have to cut that whole wall. I said, I already know that because we have plumbing problems ever since this house was never maintained. It was staged to sell and things were hidden. That's the truth. It should have never been sold the way it was. Oh, that shouldn't have happened, you know. But I can't get the crystal ball and reverse back to the past and redo it, you know. Nobody can. You have to move forward and take what's happened to you, the downright dirty and nasty and ugly, and you just have to apply it as knowledge and wisdom, most importantly, for the future. You know, if you ever go through a situation like that again, you can sit there in your brain, a file folder in your brain, when you go through things, it's called wisdom and knowledge and experience. And you go, okay, I've been there already. I've been through that. Okay, how did I handle it? Okay, let's handle it this way now. You know, handle it differently. You know, you're never going to move forward if you keep repeating, you know, solutions that never worked in the first place. You're trying to repeat something that didn't work, you know. Resolution didn't work. But if I already have plumbing problems in the bathroom with the sink, I'm just as much in the situation. The whole wall is going to be cut out because they can't get to the pipes. Pipes are hidden behind the wall. You have problems with the sink or the shower. It could be worse, you know. You could have the line that supplies the hot water ready to burst. And then you're talking about shutting all the water off the entire house, the shutoff valve, and then you have no hot water. You know, I started thinking, you know, that was a problem with the dishwasher, is there was a lot of nasty coming through and clogging up the drain. And then I finally got the drain fixed and had other issues, but yeah, is what it is. Got the dishwasher resolved for now, you know? So that's a good thing. And you know what? You know, something positive out of the really, you know, day is it's raining. Didn't need any more rain. But I was able to get a walk in. Just got done walking with Mr. Snore, and he's content now. And let it rain, you know? It goes with the day. Let it rain. Just pray to God that that basement wall. Pray to God the basement wall doesn't take on water. So far from all the vinyl professional builder patch, I mean tubes, that stuff, seven that a friend of mine sent, it's holding the wall so far, you know. I'm not gonna knock on wood, but it's holding the wall and it's doing its job, and so far it's been no water coming in. But looks like we're going to be hitting with that nasty weather that's out west California. It's heading our way. Let's just hope to God that Ohio gets the majority of it. That's all I'll say. I don't need no more water. We haven't even really hit into the spring. Spring showers, spring summer flowers. My ass. Spring showers bring flooding powers. That's all I gotta say. You know? But, podcast, like I said, I just want something beneficial to come out of it, and just to know life's tough. 2023, it's been hell for everybody. Everybody's struggling through something. You're not alone. If you think it's bad, there's other people that, yes, like I say, there's other people got it 10 times worse than I do. You have to remember that, and don't waste your energy getting really, really mad and worked up. It's not going to resolve anything. It's not going to do any good. It's just emotion. Don't waste that energy. Instead, do something nice for yourself. And make sure that you do something that makes you happy. Having a bad day, turn it around and do something happy, you know. And in the evening, make sure you end the evening on a positive, but most importantly, a peaceful note. Whatever that may be for you.